From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesia calls for a nuclear weapon-free world. Mercy Indonesia condemns Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesia has called for an international concrete action to create a nuclear weapon-free world. This was affirmed by Indonesian ambassador to Japan and Federated States of Micronesia, Heri Ahmadi. He made the remarks in Tokyo on Sunday, coinciding with the commemoration of the 77th anniversary of the atomic bombing in Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, which killed tens of thousands of people in the World War II. He also said that the international community should refrain from taking an action which is not conducive to launching nuclear weapons. He added, as one of the countries signing the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or NPT, Indonesia calls for the UN to become more intense in warning of the humanitarian and environmental consequences of non-compliance with the NPT. NPT is an agreement among nuclear weapons states not to assist other countries in producing nuclear weapons. The Medical Emergency Rescue Committee Mercy Indonesia condemned Israeli's airstrike on the Gaza Strip that killed 24 people, including children. Mercy Indonesia said in a statement on Saturday that the NGO urged the UN Security Council to immediately hold a meeting to prevent the escalation from spreading further. If the escalation continues and the number of victims continues to grow, Mercy, as a medical organization with experience working in Palestine, will consider sending its medical volunteers to the Gaza Strip. The Indonesian hospital, as the largest hospital in the northern Gaza, is on standby to provide medical assistance to those who were wounded in the attacks. Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan said that Indonesia's export performance in the second quarter grew very well. It was 19.74%. This growth supported Indonesia's economic growth in the second quarter so that it was able to grow positively by 5.44% year-on-year. In a press release received by Voice of Indonesia on Sunday, Minister Zulkifli said that the high export gain was partly due to the increase in the world commodity prices due to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, which resulted in a global supply disruptions and increased demand for post-pandemic partner countries. He emphasized that this is a good momentum that needs to be maintained amid the weakening global economy and rising inflationary pressures in some countries. Let's move on to the international news, where Israel and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group declared a truce late on Sunday, raising hopes of an end to the most serious flare-up on the Gaza frontier in more than a year. Israeli forces pounded Palestinian targets through the weekend, triggering rocket attacks against its cities, which largely tapered off by the time the truce came into effect at 11:30 p.m. local time. It was announced in separate statement by Islamic Jihad and then Israel, who both thanked Egypt for mediating the ceasefire. Chinese largest military exercise surrounding Taiwan were drawing to a close on Sunday, following a controversial visit last week to the island by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Beijing has raged at the trip by Pelosi, the highest-ranking elected U.S. official to visit Taiwan in decades, ripping up a series of talks and cooperation agreements with Washington, most notably on climate change and defense. Four ships carrying Ukrainian food sailed from Ukrainian Black Sea ports on Sunday as part of a deal to unblock the country's seaport, Ukrainian and Turkish officials said. The four bulk carriers were loaded with almost 170,000 tons of corn and other food, Ukraine seaports authority said on Facebook. The resumption of grain export is being overseen by a joint coordination center or GCC in Istanbul, where Russians, Ukrainian, Turkish and UN personnel are working. Authorities in Macau instructed residents to conduct at least 2 days of COVID-19 tests after a person who traveled from the Chinese Special Administrative Region to neighboring Zhuhai City was found to have been infected with the virus. The move comes days after Macau started to unwind stringent anti-COVID rules, including the resumption of travel to Zhuhai without quarantine from August 3rd. The Macau government said in a statement on Sunday that all of the city's 700,000 residents should take rapid antigen tests on Sunday and Monday and upload the result to a government website.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesia's calls for a World Tree of Nuclear Weapons.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesia calls for a world free of nuclear weapons. Indonesia calls on the international community to make concrete efforts to create a world free of nuclear weapons. The statement was made by the Indonesian ambassador to Japan and the Federated State of Micronesia, Heri Ahmadi, in Tokyo. Regarding the 77th anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bomb on the city of Hiroshima on August 6, 1945. According to him, the international community should refrain from acting, which is not a conducive, namely the launch of nuclear weapons. Heri Ahmadi explained, as one of the countries that signs the Non-Proliferation Treaty of Nuclear Weapons, or NPT, Indonesia calls for the United Nations to be more intense in warning about the humanitarian and environmental consequences if world countries do not comply with the NPT. The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or NPT, is an agreement between countries that have nuclear weapons not to help other countries produce this weapon. This treaty strengthens the Nuclear Weapon States, or NWS, and non-nuclear weapon states designed by the treaty to prevent future proliferations, promote cooperation in the field of peace, use of nuclear technology, and work towards disarmament. The 77th anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bombs was held at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Museum on Saturday. The commemoration was attended by Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Governor Yuzaki Hidehiko, and Mayor of Hiroshima Kazumi Matsui, as well as representatives of more than 10 foreign representatives in Japan. About 100 people thronged the Peace Memorial Complex for the commemorations, which was held under strict health protocols, that Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you.
We began study in history with the event of August 8, 1967, when Asian was established. On August 8, 1967, taking place in Bangkok, Thailand, a meeting was attended by five representatives of Southeast Asian countries, namely Indonesian Foreign Minister Adam Malik, Deputy Prime Minister, currently Minister of Defense, and Malaysian Minister of National Development Tun Abdul Razak, Philippine Foreign Minister Narciso Ramos, Minister of National Development Singaporean Foreign Minister S. Rajaratnam, and Thai Foreign Minister Thammat Koman. They signed the Asian Declaration of the Bangkok Declarations. The Bangkok Declaration marked the founding of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Currently, these are 10 Asian member countries. We move to the event on August 8, 1990, when Indonesia and China signed Memorandum of Understanding on the Normalization of Diplomatic Relations. Relations between Indonesia and China were frozen in October 1967 because China was believed to be behind the coup carried out by the Indonesian Communist Party in 1965. The relationship reached a turning point with the start of normalizing relations on August 8, 1990. On that day, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Indonesia's Foreign Minister Ali Alatas, and China's Foreign Minister Qian Qingchen signed a MOU in Jakarta. We end today in history with the event about World Cat Day, also called International Cat Day. World Cat Day is a day to commemorate the friendship between humans and cats. It is commemorated almost all over the world on August 8 every year. This commemoration was first initiated by the International Fund for Animal Welfare and several animal rights groups in 2002 to improve the welfare of cats around the world. That's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan teduh hujan wanita itu dengarkan lagu yang
of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Central Statistics Agency reported that the Indonesian economy in the second quarter of 2022 grew by 5.44% on an annual basis year-on-year. Thus, realization continued positive growth in the first quarter of 2022, which was 5.01%. Meanwhile, on a quarterly basis, the Indonesian economy grew 3.72%. Thus, cumulative from January to June 2022, Indonesia's economic growth was 5.23% compared to the same period in 2021. Head of the Central Statistics Agency Margo Yuwono pointed out in Jakarta last Friday that Indonesia's economic growth is influenced by a number of indicators both domestically and globally. One of them is the economic growth of major trading partners in the second quarter of 2022. Chairman of the Budget Agency of the House of Representatives, Said Abdullah, stated that the economic growth in the second quarter of 2022 is very good, capital for Indonesia to face external pressures to seem to be facing high commodity prices. He really appreciates the achievement of economic growth. He also remarked that the business sector, which contributes to economic growth, is moving again to the success of controlling COVID-19, so people's mobility may recover as before the pandemic. External pressures due to the war in Ukraine and Russia that broke out at the end of February 2022 are still well managed and mitigated by the Indonesian government. In the future, Said hopes that there are several things that need to continue to be the focus of attention by trying to control inflation and the pandemic, even though the price is not cheap. Because the 2022 state budget funds are very large to maintain household purchasing power, especially in the food and transportation sectors. Meanwhile, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati said in Jakarta last Friday that the realization of the national economy in the second quarter of 2022, which grew 5.44%, had put Indonesia in a good position in which many countries were under pressure. She also emphasized that Indonesia is in a good position. This means that demand and supply are maintained and inflation is restrained due to the provision of subsidies by the government. Minister Sri Mulyani added that the 5.44% economic growth is a positive achievement considering that inflation in other countries is very high.
Senja selalu sempurna, seperti kisahku dan dia. Saling menatap tapi jarang, dia membisu
RRI was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOA listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Jumok Waterfall in Central Java. Jumok Waterfall is often referred to a hidden paradise in Karanganyar, Central Java. It is said so because of its location behind a hill covered with shrubs. This tourist destination was initially not visited by many tourists. However, with the awareness of local residents, the path to this location is made easier. Therefore, Jumok Waterfall is now one of the mainstay tours that increase residents' income. Listener, in Jumok Waterfall area lies a green view and tall trees which are a perfect combination. Plus, the sound of gurgling water soothes the heart as you descend the 116 steps to reach the waterfall. After descending the stairs, about a few meters from the waterfall, there is a small bridge. This place is the most fitting spot to enjoy the surrounding panorama, which has a height of 30 meters with a fairly heavy water discharge. The rush of the waterfall makes the wind that blows near the waterfall feel strong. Jumok Waterfall is located in Berjo Hamlet, Ngargoyoso District, Karanganyar Regency, Central Java Province. For tourists who want to visit this place, just go to Grojogan Sewu. After arriving at Karang Pandan Terminal, take the route to Ngargoyoso. Then you can follow the directions that will help you arrive at Jumok Waterfall. The facilities at Jumok Waterfall are quite complete. There are children's play areas, swimming pools, gazebos, rest areas, and restaurants. Around this tourist destination area, there are also several residence houses which are usually used as homestays. Homestay rates are varied enough, ranging from 50,000 to 250,000 rupiah or around $3 to $16 per night. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
cinta, terima kasih kau telah ada dan hiasi hari-hari di dalam hidupku. Mahuku kau tak pergi dari aku, bisa mencintai selalu hingga akhir aku.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about pergi ke tempat wisata. Pergi ke tempat wisata, which means going to tourist places. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Makananku Pedas. Makananku Pedas, which means my food is spicy. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ketut, Dev's travel companion who works as a tourist guide in Yogyakarta. Dev tells about food he orders by using a possessive pronoun. Let's listen to the conversation.
Bagaimana rasa dodol ini?
Rasanya manis.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Itu, itu, which means that. Bakso, bakso, which means meatball. Pesananku, pesananku, which means my order. Itu bakso pesananku. Itu bakso pesananku, which means that's the meatball that I ordered. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, itu bakso pesananku. Itu bakso pesananku, which means that's the meatball I ordered. In the sentence, there is the word pesananku, pesananku, which means my order. The word ku, ku, in the word pesananku, is a shortened word that functions as the first possessive pronoun. Ku means my, which explains Dev's order. To state a possession of an object, you can use a noun followed by the possessive pronoun ku, ku, which means my. For example, pesananku, pesananku, which means my order. Besides the first possessive pronoun aku, aku, and the shortened one ku, which means my, there is the second singular possessive pronoun, namely kamu, kamu, which is shortened into mu, mu, which means your. Let's listen to the examples. Kamu, kamu, which means you. Makanan kamu pedas, makanan kamu pedas, which means your food is spicy. Minumanmu manis sekali, minumanmu manis sekali, which means your drink is so sweet. Besides aku or ku, which means my, there is another first singular possessive pronoun, namely saya, saya. You can use it in both formal and informal situation. For example, makanan saya pedas, makanan saya pedas, which means my food is spicy. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Bagaimana rasa dodol ini?
Rasanya manis.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Tak pernah terlintas menemukanmu hangat kan dinginnya duniaku. Setiap hari terasa indah melebihi semua mimpi dan anganku.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions. 4750 kHz for European regions and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Tanah Airku by a keroncong orchestra named Keroncong Biru. The lyrics of the song Tanah Airku, which means my homeland, were written by Sarijah Niung or Ibu Sud. The lyrics have a very broad and deep meaning. It is about love for the Republic of Indonesia. Alright listener, this is Keroncong Biru with the song Tanah Airku.
Tanah airku tidak kulupakan, kan terkenang selama hidupku. Biarpun saya pergi jauh, tidak akan
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Di dompet tak ada duit,
sinaran hangat mentari sore ini. Aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri. Masih terasa ku ingat detik
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.